they were those, you know, very stereotypical or what you would imagine to be the elite designer.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And instead of help mold,
yeah.
they were trying to weed out everybody to yes. be like, whoever fits in our mold,
yes.
we'll push them through.
Yeah.
And anybody else yeah. is just cast away. And I mean, they used to brag about how, you know, their course in the first year, they dropped 50% of their students. And I mean, at first I thought, wow, is it that competitive and hard? But no, it's because it's just, if you don't fit in yeah. that mold,
yes.
right, you're bounced.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, if I can drill me nuts, but that's why I find this place so refreshing, because
right.
this feels like everybody who doesn't fit in that mold is here.
Yes, big time.
Right? Like, I mean, everybody's got hats, beards. There's a lot of beards here. For a bunch of creative people, we're not very unique
yes.
in the way we
this
present
This is true.
Ourselves.
This is true, yeah.
You're listening to The Angry Designer Podcast, where we help frustrated graphic designers survive and thrive. This week, we're bringing you a live recording from Creative South 2024, beginning a new series of event-based interviews called The Angry Designers Live.
Hey, hey, whoa, easy on that. We don't want that getting out.
So what a weird way to start an episode, because we're not drinking anything here. I've got something...
Booze.
No.
That's what's different about
it's
this.
It's a little, well, and the location's a little different.
Is it?
Right.
Because
we are live from Creative South in Georgia.
Wow.
So we're here. We're finally here. We actually made it, which is the crazy thing.
Yes.
Because, I mean, I don't know if anybody, well, obviously nobody knows the stories, but everybody here has heard the stories.
Yes.
So we decided to drive. Maybe not the smartest decision we've ever made, but, you know, from just outside of, you know, Toronto, Canada there and Waterloo to here
yeah.
is like 1,500 kilometers, which translates to about 15 hours.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd do the drive, and it was a pretty damn good drive.
It was.
Right? It was comfortable. We had the music going.
Yep.
You know, we had podcasts going.
Yeah.
But then, yeah. And then, but sure enough, right, at about... hour 13, we mm-hmm. stop at a place called Bucky's.
Yes.
World famous, okay? So Bucky's is a joke. And we spent time Bucky's. And then we decided to leave because that was 2 hours away from our destination.
Yeah.
Well, then it starts to rain.
Big time.
Rain turns into 2, 3, it becomes torrential rain, okay?
Yeah.
And it gets to the point where, like, trees are falling down.
Yes.
And, you know, I drive over a possum and it's like the whole world is coming to an end. And we're just like, wow, like, yeah. you know.
And it's pitch black.
It's pitch black.
It's like, what,
don't
9 o'clock at night?
Don't fucking know
yeah.
what street lights are out
yeah,
here?
Yeah, apparently not.
And sure enough, we get back to the hotel. Well, we finally get to the hotel, and everybody's like, oh, you drove through that? And everybody's going, you drove? This is a common theme. The next day, we find out multiple tornadoes
yeah.
in Georgia.
Yes.
Man, and it was so black, they could have been beside us. We made it, though,
yes,
you know.
A total Wizard of Oz moment. We could have been whisked away.
Well, that's the closest I've ever been until this to a tornado. So, you know, I need to say, I didn't tell many people about that back home. Otherwise, they wouldn't. It's a thing here. That,
yes.
That's a thing.
It's
that's a
huge.
Thing in America.
It's
but
huge.
Needless to say,
we
are here.
Yes.
And this event is fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like
oh
last night
God.
Was the mixer.
Yes.
And I mean, what a great vibe that was.
That was awesome. We got some of the, there was a band there by the guy who puts on
CropCon.
Yeah.
So crazy. So it's like another creative conference. Matt. Another creative conference. He's here.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, what's it? Is he scoping?
Is he trying to poach?
It's just like, he's totally not. Like, the guy's so supportive of this conference.
Yeah.
And, the you know, the founder of this conference, Mike, good old, you know, Big Mike Jones.
Big Mike.
He's supportive of that conference. This is such a crazy vibe.
Right.
And right.
I think the number was, somebody was telling us, like, that 40% of the people that are going to be here will be at Crop.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah. Which is pretty cool. Like, what are the chances of that kind of overlap happening?
Well, I don't know. And it's like, it's a funny... I'm not used to this,
mm-hmm.
right? Because, okay, so, you know, we've been doing this for so long. It's like, you know, when we started, everybody was so protective of their space.
Yes.
Right? Everybody was so closed off. They held their cards to their chest,
yeah.
right? Nobody was supporting one another, right?
Right.
Honestly, dare I say, like, unless you were like a snob visiting art galleries, there really wasn't this kind of community.
No.
right? Graphic designers were a different bunch when we started, and I don't know what happened over the past 20 years, but this place is a blessing.
It's big time, big time.
What a fucking vibe. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And
all the workshops are helpful, and the people that we've talked to are really keen on the educational aspect of this space. And
absolutely.
That's really refreshing, I think. Because I know, I'm not 100% sure of your stance on education, secondary education. If you could remind the folks at home what you...
post-secondary education just didn't work out so well. Unfortunately, the reality is I had that stereotypical designer as our profs.
Yes.
Leaving high school, I fucking loved. And I was like, I had teachers, they were supportive, pushed me in this direction. I get to college, who are supposed to be the profs that, mold you and send you out.
Yes.
Completely the opposite.
Yeah, exactly.
They were those, very stereotypical, or what you would imagine to be the elite designer.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And instead of help mold...
Yeah.
They were trying to weed out everybody to be like, whoever fits in our mold, we'll push them through, and anybody else is just cast away. And I mean, they used to brag about how, their course in the first year, they dropped 50% of their students. And I mean, at first I thought, wow, is it that competitive and hard? But no, because if you don't fit in that mold, right, you're bounced.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, if I can drove me nuts, but that's why I find this place so refreshing, because this feels like everybody who doesn't fit in that mold is here.
Yes, big time.
Right? Like, I mean, everybody's got hats, beards. There's a lot of beards here. For a bunch of creative people, we're not very unique in the way we present ourselves.
This is true, yeah.
Right? And, it's such an eclectic crew that it's just a refreshing vibe. And I think, I think if I get anything out of this event versus some of the other creative conferences, it's this event oozes community.
You're big time. Yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's something that we don't talk about enough is the importance of community in the graphic design space. Whether you're, snotty ass dick designer, or whether you are like a legitimate, somebody who loves the space, who's passionate about it, and community is important.
Big time.
And I'm realizing it today more than ever, like just what it takes to actually have this, and why is it important?
Why is it?
No. Like, I'm realizing important.
You're realizing why it is important.
Yes. Yeah.
I thought you were asking a question. Why is this so important? I mean, Moss, come on. You're
kind of
this. You're right. Yeah.
Sean just dozed off, man. Well, but it's true, though. Like, I mean, we are here, we're here with such talented, awesome people, right? Like, I'm looking at James Martin over there. We had Christy Campbell. We were like dancing with Christy Campbell last night, right? From Pink Pony. Right? Yeah. We got Dan from Lincoln here. Yep. And everybody is high-fiving each other. Mm-hmm. Everybody is loving each other's merch and sharing and tagging. Everybody, even the designers who are coming to the event for the event are handing out stickers, like a sticker share thing, right?
Yeah.
It's just, the vibe here is so, I mean, I've been to other conferences before, but they were very closed off.
Right.
They were very conference-like. Corporate. Go in, the speakers are segregated from the audience.
Right.
Where last night at the mixer, everybody was hanging out together.
Very cool.
And it's like, and I guess they said that's why this is a different kind of conference.
Yes.
Because, what comes out of here is community.
Yeah.
And, that is probably the most... I never thought about how important community was to, graphic designer. And I'm sure it's important to other places as well. But, like... If you think about it, right, if you get in with the right designing community, right, they build you up.
Yes.
Right? And that's what we're going here, right? We're talking to James, and I mean, he's like rock star, and he is the nicest guy in the world.
I was watching him last night, and he was just like, everybody's coming up to, like, this guy literally is like royalty here at this kind of thing,
right?
And people are coming and approaching him, he's breaking away from conversations, but he's talking to people, and it's just like... He's just a consummate gentleman. Like, he's
absolutely
just such a lovely man.
Had this been a different type of event and he'd be a different type of designer,
right?
He would be like, you're just a student. You're not worth my talk. Yeah. I'm not going to give you 5 minutes.
Exactly.
But dude,
be at this thing.
I was talking to people and they're like, oh, is that James Martin? I go, yeah, you want to meet him?
Yeah.
I brought over and she's, it's just cool, right? And so again, it's like this, the right community, if you get in with it, completely can build you up, right? At the same time, if you're in with the wrong crew, it can completely tear you down.
Totally.
Okay, and so complete contrast, right? So how you know, when it was when we started, it was like it was very cutthroat.
Yes.
And designers didn't want you to, you know, excel. And they didn't want you to be better than them.
That's right.
Yeah. Right? They weren't sharing secrets. Nope. They weren't sharing, you know, how to do anything. It was just, it was so close kept. So, you know, it can either bring you up or tear you down. And honestly, I don't know if the ones that are teared down are even worth having. Like, why be in any sort of group, whether it's, you know, an after-hours group or a social group or networking group, if they're not there to support you? Like, it's just kind of a bunch of bullshit, if you ask me.
It totally is. But I'm reminded, it's kind of like the music industry, where it's like, you know, they're very cutthroat and very much gatekeeping with that kind of stuff and mean to you.
Yeah.
Whereas this is the exact opposite.
No.
And the irony is, the one guy was saying, like, half these people are failed musicians anyway. So it's like, oh, why are you so nice in the graphic design field, but you're not nice in music? Like, I don't understand. But yeah, it's very refreshing, and it's such a nice...
Well, and, you know, and again, going back to this, you know, idea of community and the importance of it in our space, right? You know, most importantly, if you're in with the right community, you learn from them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You learn from them, you grow from them, right? Because you can share this shit, unlike what we had to do, right?
Yes.
Like, you know, hey, you know what? You could probably share some of your, you know, musical talents with some of these guys since you're all a bunch of failed musicians.
They're failed musicians, yeah. That's a proud club.
Yeah, right. You know, and then and I think also the other part that I think is really important about finding a good community, especially in this sense, right, is the support you get. Yes. Not just when things are good, but when things are shit.
Yes.
Right? Because, again, some of the conversations yesterday that I was really, really happy to hear wasn't about, you know, when... how everything was just so nice and easy. It was about the struggles that they had during this whole process, right?
Yes.
And I mean, our whole podcast is based on this, right? That you're not alone through this. And if you're in the right community, you know, it'll either let you know that you're not alone or it'll be like, oh, I never have these problems.
Yes.
I'm just indestructible.
Yes. This is not your typical Instagram reel here. This is, you know, life is all rosy there. Like, there's legit struggles for people here, but they got your back, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you can talk to people about, hey, I'm having this issue. Well, here, try this or something like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like real life examples of
how to absolutely.
Get over these. Yeah, yeah. These.
Dude, there was so much of that talk last night. I swear, we were losing our voice.
Yeah.
I mean, my voice is strained today.
And the band was loud. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but it's like I never gave credit to the importance of community. So I loved coming to these events.
Yes.
You know, I put it all out there and I just, you know, I talked to everybody and you know, it was great meeting all these people, but I never realized what we were actually absorbing, you know, or creating at this time was this community idea.
Yeah.
So,
you know. Do you feel that the Angry Designers are part of that now?
I do, actually.
I get that vibe.
Well, I do because, again, you know, we had some awesome Angry Designers come say hi to us today.
It's insane.
Freaking insane, right? Like, it's like, wow, guys, you're amazing. Like, even, you know, like to the point where we're just like, hey, what do you think about these t-shirts? Do you like them? Do you not? You know, the ones who gave us their opinion, we gave them, they left with a t-shirt, right?
T-shirt,
and no, it's like, you know, we're giving back at this place.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know if it's just our brand or vibe. Like, I mean, I want to support anybody who needs help, and not just needs help, but wants to learn.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I want to support like every other designer here
exactly.
who's actually, you know, like, and they don't even have to be going through struggles.
No.
You know, James got some really cool shit going on, right?
Yeah.
And it's cool. I mean, as ridiculous as it sounds, I bought like a $15 notebook from him. But the difference it makes, it's not just about the effect that happens on your pocketbook, right? It's the support.
Yes.
Right? And that means more than the 15 bucks that this thing actually costs, right?
Yeah.
And I guarantee you that's the way it would be with everybody else. Dude, there's a little girl who's got her own little, you know, like a brand here called the Grumpy Frog. And again, it's just the support that she's getting.
Yeah.
People are going up to her. They're buying her stickers. They're hearing her story about, you know, where this frog came from. Dude, like, she is going to leave this place completely charged up
Big
for
time.
A journey
yeah.
of design.
Yes.
Like, it's fucking the best thing.
And think of that. Like, we got started early.
Yes, we did.
Not that early. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We were coming to
conferences. She was 9 when she started, like, right?
Yeah, I know. So it's going to be an interesting career arc, and we'll probably be around to see what happens. But that's awesome. And this is the kind of thing that this community will build, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Just awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, so I don't know how to actually, you know, this is a new thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and that's why when we were talking about how to actually talk about this, right? It's just like how to support community. Because I never actually realized the importance of community. I think we have been doing it. Mm-hmm. We have been engaged with it. We've been giving back, right? But unknowingly, it's like we're supporting the community, but we haven't, this is just, it's so foreign.
Yes.
So I'm really proud of, you know, not only what I do, but how far this industry has come.
Yes.
And whether events like this only bring together the misfits of graphic design, which is actually pretty good. That'd be a good shirt, right?
Yes.
Never mind. The misfits of graphic design. But whether it's that or whether we're actually the true designers and those other conferences with the designers who are a little bit more withheld and you know, they don't share, they don't contribute, and they kind of, they're in a whole in their mind different league, you know, that's not the people that we want to be with, because that doesn't provide the same kind of support that this does.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So the big thing is how to support your design community.
Okay.
Okay? Cool. And again, I'm no pro at this because I'm still pretty new at this. Okay? Mm-hmm. But I keep thinking through myself, you know, what have I done over the years to support this?
Yeah.
Okay? So number one, all the events I go to, okay, whether it's this one, whether it's like, you know, the design cons and I'm buying like prints and everything, right?
Yeah.
Number one, I buy their shit.
Yes.
Okay. So while we might be a little bit more fortunate to have, you know, like, you know, we're well into our career. Okay. So, you know, we're not financially depending on the sales of this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Some of the earlier designers are. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, number one, first most important thing to support this community is support the designers who are creating shit.
Yeah.
Whether they're creating poster prints, whether they're creating t-shirts, you know, buttons, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, my whole office, my entire office, okay, and I've got like 30 pieces in there, right?
Yeah.
Is all artwork that I bought from independent graphic designers, right? Okay, there's a couple Mondo posters in there. And every one of those I bought individually. I shook their hand. I asked them to sign it for me. And every single one has a special place because it's like, I helped that person. Yeah. I helped that person. I helped that person. And like, I mean, look at this hall. It's full of really cool artwork stuff that you're not going to see anywhere.
Big time. Yeah. All unique stuff. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So number one, right? Buy their stuff. Buy their stuff because to some people, it might make the difference between their regular job and then pushing their side hustle.
Exactly.
Right.
Nice.
You know, from there, promote them. Okay.
Yes.
So not only am I buying their stuff, but then I'm promoting them. I then get on their socials, right? I will follow them. Okay. Yeah. I will like them, right? I will, if they have something really cool out there, I'll comment on them, right? I try to stay engaged, right?
Yeah.
And again, it's kind of this intrinsic effect. It's not just about the dollar. It's not just about the likes, but it's the engagement and what you're actually giving back to that designer.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I would say promote them. Any way you can, right?
Big time.
If you have the opportunity, collaborate
with
them.
Yes.
Okay. So, and what I mean by that is, you know, I'm not saying necessarily you have to like, you know, do like a joint project with them, right? But if somebody has silk screening services, right? And they're really cool and they have a silk screening company and this is their side gig, right? Doing their own silk screening art, then collaborate. Use their silk screening services, right?
Yeah.
And then come back, support them, promote them. You know, and that's what I mean about the collab, right?
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden they're going to put your stuff on their walls.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting their stuff on, you know, on your table to sell out or what have you, or on your wall.
Yeah.
Like it's this whole, you know, find ways to collaborate with local artists. And again, this doesn't have to be just the whole graphic design side, but this could be anything from local artists, right? Remember the Georgia that we had earlier, the one of the first people we talked to today, right? It was like a collective.
Yes. Put South in your mouth.
Put South in your mouth.
Yeah, which is a great slogan.
Wow, all right.
But yeah, she was, yeah, it was a part of a collective, was it not? Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
and again, awesome. Same idea. Okay, yeah. They were a little bit more, all local mm-hmm. entrepreneurs. A lot of them were arts focused. A lot of them were food focused. But again, yep. They were supporting each other.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. And there's no doubt that their community, you know, they have a community mm-hmm. and their community is supportive of one another, yes. right? And the growth that can happen in there. And not only that, but it's just so damn fulfilling
yes.
to have that, right?
Big time, big time.
And, you know, like last but not least, okay, the way to support and grow a community is to actually support the artists themselves.
Yes.
And what I mean by that is, you know, sometimes they don't need you to buy their shit. They just need you to be attentive.
Yes.
They just need you to be like, that's awesome.
Yes.
Good job. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I mean, I know that sounds a little wishy-washy, but it's just sometimes it's just getting that validation.
Yeah.
Right? That you're doing this right and I really like what you're doing. Yes. You know, let me know if I can help. Let me know if you need me to buy anything. Let me know if you just this is and I think one of the most important parts, because I think people need to hear that.
Yeah. Big time.
Okay.
Big time.
So much. And I mean, yeah, likes go so far and comments on posts go so far, right?
Yeah.
But that can be kind of kitschy after a while, right? Yes. It's like a fun thing and it's social.
Yeah.
But if you have the opportunity at an event like this to go and tell somebody, right, that they're doing a great job, that you love what they're doing,
yeah.
you know, what's your future like, and actually be engaged, yeah. right? This just, it just supports people on a whole other level.
Exactly.
And I think that's the part, I think that's the most important part of this entire thing.
Oh.
Because let's face it, not every creative person here, mm-hmm. I'll buy their stuff. Because yeah. some of it's for women,
yes.
right? Some of it is perfumes or things I'm just not into, right?
Right?
But it doesn't mean that I don't have to give them the time of day.
Yep.
Doesn't mean that I don't have to be like, wow, this is fantastic. Good for you.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, something like that. This product is amazing. The labels, the design is fabulous. You're doing
right?
a great job.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm not going to buy it, but...
Yeah, but I mean,
I totally
they don't necessarily
this.
Need that.
Yes.
They just, you know, like, yeah, of course they needed it.
Well,
everybody needs money,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But if you can't, or it's not your thing, or you're just not their customer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants a mercy, yeah. you know, pay, you know,
yes.
oh, a mercy buy. Okay, thank
yeah.
you, right? That's
yeah.
not what this is about,
no.
right?
No.
If in fact, you know, you can support them just by telling them that you'll promote them, or
yes.
you'll be like, hey, you know what? I know somebody. I'm going to tell them about you,
yeah.
or I love what you're doing. You know, keep up the good work. This just goes miles for designers.
Big time.
We're
big
a
time.
Fucking bunch of empathetic pricks sometimes. Sometimes we're babies, but you know what? That whole, you know, you're doing this right, that validation, it's
but
important.
That's exactly it.
Yep.
You're absolutely right. The validation. It's
yep.
like, because we come here and we're like, oh, we're not sure whether what the t-shirt thing is, but we are getting so much good feedback from people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's kind of reaffirming how that you're doing the right thing.
That
you're
we're
on
doing
the right
thing.
Track. Yes.
Do you know what? It's funny because sometimes I question if we are.
Well, this
sometimes
is it,
you know,
right?
I'm like, damn, we're into this 180 episodes.
Doing? Yes.
You know, we're not making a penny off this,
no.
right? We're not. We're
no.
doing this because we want to. We love it.
Yeah.
And sometimes it has its good days and its bad days.
Yeah.
Those bad days, it seems like I get an awesome message
yeah.
or comment from somebody doing this.
Mm-hmm.
They're supporting us. They're like, hey, you know, you've made a difference. Hey, you helped me get a job. Hey, you helped
yeah.
me do this or help me reaffirm that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
And just like here today, like mm-hmm. we're here. And in some ways, we didn't even know why we were here.
Yeah.
But when we had people coming up saying like, I listen to your show.
Yeah.
I love your rants. I love your support. Thank
yeah.
you. Like, thank you for doing.
Yeah.
You know. Of course, you reward them by giving them a t-shirt, but you know, they're rewarding us
yes.
just by knowing that we're doing what we're doing.
Yeah, which is crazy. So you're kind of like, wow, we're doing the right thing.
Dude, look at this dog. This dog walks around with his tongue hanging out of its mouth. I love it. It's the cutest dog in the world.
Hi.
Everybody's going to give that little dog pets. It's got a tongue hanging out the side
yeah,
of its snout. I love it.
Adorable.
Kind of look like a little drunk dog. Needless to say, that dog is part of this community.
Yeah, he's part of the community as well, yeah.
So I, you know, I think this is such a refreshing place to come to.
Wonderful.
And I've
wonderful
been to
experience.
Other conferences, you know, a little bit more corporate-y, a little bit more.
Yeah.
And I, you know, like this is, what was he saying? You know, come as acquaintances, leaves as family.
Leaves as family, yeah.
Right?
And very family.
And that's
oriented.
What this feels
yeah.
like. This
yeah.
this feels like everybody here is family. So
yeah. Yeah.
this, I think, is good. It
yeah.
was worth braving a tornado or two
Yes, now that I think about it, it's like, yeah, I'm glad we toughed it out through that that horrible storm and came down here. It's really good. Maybe next time we could fly.
Yeah, okay, maybe. Well, we almost flew here through a tornado.
Yeah, exactly.
Picked us up and brought us here ourselves. Honestly, everybody, I think it's our duty to support our community.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whether it's through work, you know, whether it's supporting your friends in school to get their jobs, whether it's buying local artist stuff. Yeah. I think as designers, it's our job to support this community and support one another.
Yeah. And honestly, like, come to these things.
Yeah.
That supports these
and keeps
them growing too, right?
Yeah.
The only thing, what we need is to make this kind of stuff more of this.
You know,
Creative East, Creative West,
Creative North. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this is a good thing. These things, these guys like Mike putting this on.
Yep.
Brilliant.
And it is, right?
The 13th year?
13 Creative years? South.
That's
right.
That's
amazing.
Cool. Yeah.
It's an amazing event.
Getting bigger and bigger, and this is good.
And this
is a great place to come and talk to people like us.
Absolutely.
You know, how many friends have we met?
Holy cow. We are leaving like with a ton of friends on this one.
Oh, I know. This is great.
Yeah. I'm loving this.
Yeah. This is awesome.
All right, everybody.
Wow.
Well, listen, this is us coming to you live from Creative South in Georgia.
Georgia.
Right?
Columbus, Georgia.
Columbus, Georgia.
Y'all.
And y'all, right? And it's official, so that we've popped our peaches. And this is our first time doing our event is, you know, our peaches have been popped by coming here. And you know, I don't think this will be the last year that we're coming.
Nope.
So,
nope.
Yeah.
I think we'll be back,
but yeah, maybe we'll fly.
We might fly, yes.
Let us know what you guys think. By all means, you know, hit us up with ideas on how to support your community. Mm-hmm. Please support your community. Not us, not just us, but support your local design community, whether it's a bunch of friends, whether it's a local networking group or whatever. You know, do what you can and help this community grow, because if you would have seen what this community was like 20 years ago.
It's not like this at all.
Wow, you're so lucky. And it would be such a waste if it went back to even remotely what it was. Now, whether it was we were hanging out in the wrong community or, you know, whether we just, you know, whether it's just changed. I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah.
But as far as I'm concerned, this is the future of this space.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's collaboration all the way.
Yeah, now, right. It is. And I love it.
It is.
I love it.
Great.
All right, everybody. My name is Massimo.
My name is Sean.
Stay creative.
Stay angry.